91X News.
It's 31 degrees and sunny. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. A 15-year-old boy from Belleville is charged with one count of assault and one count of assault causing bodily harm. This comes after an incident on July 15th when police were called to the Bridge Street East and Herkimer Avenue area. The teen, whose name cannot be released under the Youth Criminal Justice Act, has a court date next month. Belleville police conducted a ride program Saturday night, checking about 245 vehicles. A 51-year-old Belleville woman was charged with having a BAC over 80 milligrams. Toronto Police Chief Bill Blair joins Mayor Rob Ford in a meeting with Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty today to discuss the city's gun problems. Blair says his officers are working quickly to solve four separate shooting incidents in Toronto this past week, including one at a barbecue that left two people dead and 23 injured.
A terrible week for violence in the city, and our responsibility, first of all, is to solve those cases, and we're working full out to do that, but also to prevent crime.
Mayor Ford has made it clear he doesn't want any more money spent on what he calls hug-a-thug programs to steer youth away from guns and gangs. The coroner's office and Quinte West OPP are investigating the deaths of two people in a home 20 kilometers southwest of Trenton. Police, paramedics, and firefighters were called to a home on Carter Road in Quinte West on Friday afternoon. They found the bodies of a 39-year-old man and a 37-year-old woman. Autopsies have been ordered to determine how they died, but police say they do not suspect foul play. According to an unconfirmed report, a generator had been running in the home, and officials are investigating whether it was a factor in the deaths. The British Columbia government plans to outline its position on an oil pipeline proposals today, and it might hint at how it feels about the controversial Northern Gateway project. David Bent has more.
BC's Environment and Aboriginal Affairs ministers will make the announcement and release technical papers, and they'll no doubt face specific questions about the Northern Gateway project. Enbridge's proposed $5.5 billion pipeline from the Alberta oil sands to the coast is facing stiff opposition from First Nations, environmentalists, and the provincial NDP. The government hasn't taken a position on the pipeline, although Premier Christy Clark has been critical of Enbridge in light of a U.S. report that lambasted the company over its handling of its oil spill in Michigan. Only last week, the Calgary company announced plans to spend up to $500 million to improve Northern Gateway's safety features. David Bent, The Canadian Press.
Oil and gas producer NexN Incorporated has agreed to be acquired by a Chinese offshore oil company for $15.1 billion cash. The Calgary-based firm will be purchased by CNOOC Limited in an all-cash transaction worth $27.50 per NexN share. That's a 66% premium over the 20-day weighted volume average of NexN shares. Colorado shooting suspect James Holmes is expected to make his first court appearance today. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on the clues police have been finding.
James Holmes is locked in solitary confinement at the Arapahoe County Jail. He had lived in an 800-square-foot apartment Aurora Police Chief Dan Oates says he turned into a bomb factory and death trap.
This apartment was designed, I say, based on everything I've seen, to kill whoever entered it.
This controlled detonation helped police make the apartment safe. Once it was cleared, they found the suspect's computer, what police hope will help them understand why Holmes turned from a neuroscience student into what one police source called a mad scientist. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
The death toll has risen to more than 90 in Iraq in a series of bombings and shootings in more than a dozen cities and towns. This morning's attacks appear coordinated, having occurred within a few hours of each other. The targets were mostly security forces and government officials, two of Al-Qaeda's favorite targets. In Texas, Border Patrol agents are trying to determine if undocumented immigrants were involved in the horrific single-vehicle wreck near San Antonio yesterday. Lieutenant Glenn Garrett of the Texas Department of Public Safety says a pickup hit a tree, killing 11 people inside the vehicle and injuring 12 others.
The evidence at the scene indicates that the vehicle, for some unknown reason, drove off the right side of the roadway and struck a tree head-on.
Authorities are investigating what caused the crash and have not released the names of the victims, but they say all 23 victims were crammed inside the cabin bed of a single truck, and some of them were children. Jury selection starts today near Chicago in the long-delayed murder trial of former police officer Drew Peterson. Ed Donahue has the details.
Peterson is accused of killing his third wife, Kathleen Savio, in 2004. He is also a suspect in the 2007 disappearance of his fourth wife, Stacy. Prosecutors want to use statements the two women made to effectively testify from their graves through friends and relatives about Peterson threatening to kill them. There's apparently no physical evidence, so the hearsay is the heart of the prosecution case. Drew Peterson's attorneys say Kathleen Salvio's death was an accident, and Stacy Peterson ran off with another man and is alive. I'm Ed Donahue.
Turkey says it has recalled its consul general from Syria's city of Aleppo, where government troops are battling with opposition forces. A foreign ministry official says the diplomat returned to Turkey on Monday. It was not known how long he would stay. In March, Turkey closed its embassy in Damascus and withdrew the ambassador. Turkey has become Syria's strongest critic, and ties between the neighboring countries have strained further ever since last month when Syria shot down a Turkish military plane. Aleppo, Syria's biggest city, has become the focus of a rebel assault by a newly formed alliance of opposition forces. That's 91X News to 8:06. Sports and weather are next.
Ah, there's no better way to get around town than with Belleville Transit. With 9 routes running 7 days a week, I know I can always get where I need to go. It's super economical, so I have more money to spend when I go shopping. Oh, and the environmental benefits are good too. Plus, it's air-conditioned, so who could ask for more? When I've got somewhere to go, I always know I can get there with Belleville Transit. This is my stop.
Belleville Transit, wherever life takes you.
Looking at sports now, the Toronto Blue Jays did not look like a team that's missing one of the game's best power hitters. Brett Laurie hit the game's first pitch over the Green Monster for one of Toronto's season-high 4 home runs. The Jays also banged out a season-high 18 hits in a 15-7 victory over Boston. The Jays completed the 3-game sweep by outscoring the Red Sox by a combined 28-11. And without slugger Jose Bautista, who's on the 15-day disabled list with a sore left wrist, the win moves Toronto out of the AL East cellar, a half game ahead of the Red Sox. In other action, the Angels beat Texas 7-4 to complete a 3-game sweep and move 5 games back of the AL West leading Rangers. The teams play each other 10 more times during the regular season. And the Oakland Athletics are having the best July of any team in the majors. The A's picked up their major league leading 11th walk-off victory. They rallied from a 4-0 deficit to beat the Yankees 5-4 in 12 innings. They completed a 4-game sweep of New York. Oakland is 14-2 this month. Canadian speed skating star Clara Hughes returns to the Summer Olympics this year. Greg Strong has more.
Clara Hughes is pushing 40 and showing no signs of slowing down. She has reached the speed skating podium at the last 3 Winter Games and will be back on the bike in London. It's her first appearance at the Summer Olympics since the 2000 Games in Sydney. Hughes says she's focused on her future and not the past.
It's not going to help me. It will not help me go faster. And it will not help me be stronger. It will not help my focus in London. I think it would take away from it.
The Winnipeg native won 2 bronze medals in road cycling at the 1996 Games in Atlanta. Greg Strong, The Canadian Press.
British flags were waving in the heart of Paris as Bradley Wiggins captured the Tour de France. Wiggins is the first British rider to win cycling's biggest race, but before celebrating his achievement, he pulled back to let teammate Mark Cavendish secure another sprint victory. The British success comes less than a week before the start of the London Olympics, where Wiggins and Cavendish are the overwhelming favorites for gold in the time trial and the road race. Ernie Els has won his 4th major championship in an astonishing finish, rallying to beat Adam Scott in the British Open when the Aussie bogeyed the last 4 holes. Els says it was difficult defeating his friend for the title.
I really feel for my buddy. You know, he's such a great guy, great talent, so close to being such a great superstar. And obviously that's not the way he wanted to, you know, to lose the tournament. And I feel very fortunate, but I really feel bad for Adam.
That's sports. Looking at the weather now for today, a mix of sun and cloud, a chance of showers or thunderstorms late this afternoon and a high of 31 degrees, feeling a lot warmer with the humidity closer to 40. Thunderstorm risk sticking around this evening, clearing up overnight though with a low of 19. And for tomorrow, mainly sunny, the high 26 degrees. Looking at Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 25. At 8:10, it's 31 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema. News is next at 8:30.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the New Rock 30, every Saturday at noon on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.